Have you ever heard beads called a pair of beads? That's very old.
Well, see, now that's how I've always just said beads.
Of course, a man wouldn't, you wouldn't remember stuff like that.
Oh, you would?
What would your mother carry if she went out to walk in the rain?
What would she saw?
And what would your wife carry if she were going out in the rain?
Parasol.
No, umbrella.
What would she put on if she were going in to cook? Let's say she had on her best dress and she didn't want to get grease on.
Apron.
And the part of her dress that comes down and then back up and is stitched.
Ham.
Mm-hmm. If you're afraid you're going to lose a button, just to be careful, you might, for safety's sake, take along one of those little metal clips that you could put in and snap. Well, you probably don't have this trouble. Using baby's diapers?
Safety pin?
Uh-huh.
I mentioned baby diapers.
Well, that's it. Isn't it strange? We've had babies all this time. We've had diapers all this time. We still use pins.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's come out with a sticky thing now of some sort.
Grippers.
So, no. Two rough surfaces, I guess, and you just push them together.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that'll do to the little boy's bottom. Get that in the wrong place and scratch the little fella raw. What are the parts of a man's suit?
Now, or?
Well, both.
You got the trousers, and the vest, and the coat.
That's now, or that's then?
Then, the best is.
Now, that's them.
Mm-hmm. What would you say you're wearing now? Trousers, or what would these be?
Pants.
Just pants? And men used to wear things over their shoulders to hold up their pants?
Suspenders.
And when men were riding, in the brush, or perhaps in the winter, they wear those things down from their hip.
Chaps.
Who?
Chaps.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about suspenders. I thought maybe you thought I was going to say gowns.
You know, I have gotten that. No, I mean, I'd expect it as an old term,
mm-hmm.
but I'd expect it to have been replaced by suspenders.
Yes.
But I've gotten it as a common term. People in their 70s generally, though.
Yes.
If somebody has too much stuff in his pocket and it sticks out like this, you say it does what?
Bug.
It used to be you'd buy a shirt and it would fit until you had it washed and you'd put it on, maybe the collar wouldn't button. You say, what had happened to it?
Shrunk.
A peach that has been on the limb and failed to grow, and the skin becomes wrinkled, and then the peach gets smaller and smaller, you say the skin is all what?
Well, I don't know.
Shriveled.
Yeah, shriveled. That's what I was trying to think of.
Have you heard swiveled? That's very common. I was surprised to find it as common as it is, but I think it's just about the general term. What would you call a fancy cover for a bed? Fancy outside cover.
A